Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
All right, 8:50. It's a Bill and Jessica Show. We're live up on Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Follow us, watch us live here in the studio at Power 101.7 FM. Also on our Facebook page, we want to welcome in studio Marnie Baron, the president and CEO of Soultry LLC.
Yes,
right?
Welcome.
Is that correct?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, very good. Here, can you just scoot up to the mic just a little bit? You can pull it towards you. It's all good. And then also new children's author. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate
so
it.
Cool.
So you're from D.C.
Yes.
We were just talking a little bit off the air, but you also have a place here. So you said you spent most of your time here, though.
I'm loving Delmarva. So, yes, yeah. Ocean View is more and more becoming home.
Yeah. So being from D.C., are you a football fan?
No.
You're not.
Oh.
What?
Bill was getting ready.
If I was going to be, I would have to say Ravens because I have a Ravens family. Ravens. So let's just not
all right.
talk about
You're a
football.
Smart woman.
Yeah, look.
No, but I should say this. But I'm originally from Wisconsin, so really, actually, I would have to say Green Bay.
Green Bay, right. Yeah. That old gag. I'm from Wisconsin, but I live in D.C. You know, we're season ticket holders for the Commanders. So that's
so
why.
He was hoping.
I was waiting to have this Commanders talk.
Okay.
So.
You're a smart woman.
And she's an Eagles fan, so that's why she says that. Yeah, she thinks they're going to win again this year. So that's the whole thing. But no. Definitely two different worlds. Welcome to the beach. I know you love spending time down here. Huh?
Yes, thank you.
So first off, again, tell us real quick about Soultry. I know that it's your own business. You are an entrepreneur. You do, own your own. What exactly is Soultry?
So Soultry is a consulting company,
okay.
And I've had it since 2011. I was a former classroom teacher for DC Public Schools and an instructional coach. And so the business really started out of being an education consulting company. And now we've grown into working a lot with healthcare companies and doing training, professional development, project management. But yeah, my roots are as an educator. So I say I'm an educator turned entrepreneur.
Yeah, no, very good. Congratulations on all that success. The reason why we really brought you in here today is you have a book. You are, entrepreneur, education system, teacher turned entrepreneur turned author. You have a children's book that's out, and I'm showing the camera here. Again, you can follow us on TikTok at Power 101.7 FM. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us about it. It's called Every Moment Matters.
Right. So it's the first in a series of Unsung Heroes children's books. My daughter's the illustrator. She lives and works in Manhattan and actually works in risk management for a large bank. But as you can see, she also side hustles as an artist. And so really excited that we did this mother-daughter collab. And I have had season tickets to the Washington Wizards.
Oh, okay.
Basketball. We could have gotten busy, but anyway.
So you like watching them lose? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. So my family's been Wizards season ticket holders since like 2007.
Oh, wow.
And as I have been watching them, there is a gentleman named Jamil who is now the equipment manager, but he had been the mopper. So when they, the players fall and someone has to, mop up the sweat or if someone spills popcorn or whatever. And I would just notice this guy had so much hustle for years. And I'm like, I've never seen when someone hustled that hard as like in an NBA game. So anyway, fast forward, my company, we did some executive coaching for the Washington Mystics.
Okay.
And I got an opportunity to meet Jamil. And so I was like, dude, what makes you have so much hustle every day? And he talked about every moment matters. And because on the court, if someone were to slip and fall, that's catastrophic to the player, be catastrophic for the brand. And so he just understands like every moment
it matters. How important it is, right.
And then he took that also into just telling me a little bit about his background and some family tragedies that he's, faced and stuff. And I'm like, I want to write a children's book about you.
Wow.
And so he was like, really, lady? And I'm like, yeah. So anyway, here
right,
we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, we talk about like unsung heroes. There's so many people who, like Jamil, like you were talking about, who keep everything going, you know, that we like forget about, you know, like we always see like who's brought to the forefront and the celebrities and the people, you know, who are on camera and in front of your face. But we, you know, forget about the people who
like behind the scenes,
you know, do, because you were saying, you know, something happens, he's right there mopping up the floors, or, you know, something goes wrong, right there fixing the problem. Like we don't recognize those people as much. And they definitely are the unsung heroes.
Absolutely.
So, so you said you wrote the book about him.
I did. And what I like about the book is it's rhythmic rhyming, because as an educator, I know that emergent readers, they sometimes do better with like when there's predictable text and the rhythm and the rhyme. And then also when we do interactive read alouds for a classroom at home, when I go do my author visits, then the kids can also get involved. Right. And so there's like a cadence and a chorus to actually it's kind of like a rap, because I'm also like a little bit of a rapper. But anyway, and so I know, right? You're like, oh, there is a microphone in front of you.
Wow.
And so anyway, so the teacher had in me knew that I wanted it to be rhythmic and rhyming. And then the story, though, it's really timeless and ageless, because at the end, as you see the character change, he starts as like a little wizard, and then as the text goes on, you see the character transform into the man that he is, and at the end of the book you see pictures of the real Jameel. Aww. And so again, I wanted readers to know that like this is a real story about a real unsung hero.
Wow, no, that's great. How did you get your daughter involved? Like when you told her, you called her and said, hey, I'm gonna write this children's book and I want you to illustrate, what was how did that all come about?
Yeah, that was fun, because she'd said for years that she always wanted to illustrate a children's book.
Okay.
And I did a lot of book projects when I was a teacher in the classrooms, but this is the first project that I've done independent of being in the public schools. And so it was just a no-brainer when I said, look, I've got this idea, let me write the text. And by the way, first round of her illustrations was the final round.
Oh,
what?
There were, man, that's great.
No edits. I mean, she just nailed the words. So, I mean, I was just so impressed.
And she drew all this.
All of it.
Yeah.
Digital art.
It looks incredible. I mean, it looks incredible. Man. And is this what, like, up in, what did you say she did up in New York? She does these illustrations?
No, actually, wow. She works, she's a risk manager, insurance risk manager for a major bank.
So
in
nothing to do with illustrations.
She has her own consulting company as well with art, but I mean, she's hustling in New York. So I mean, it's kind of we don't want the starving artist version. We want the one, we want the corporate climb version.
Are you planning on doing any more?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say you should.
So we have our Instagram page up and running. It's at Unsung Heroes Books.
Okay.
And we have a little nomination form up there. And so if you or somebody that you know is an unsung hero, we're asking people to go to at Unsung Heroes Books and nominate the next unsung hero. And then we're going to comb through all of the responses we get, and that will be the inspiration for our next story.
Wow. I think special. That we're going to be doing some things. Hopefully we're working it out like off the air, you know, that hopefully we'll be working with you and you know, maybe helping some of that.
Yes.
Possibly. Okay. All right. More details to come, guys. Just FYI. As I'm like looking through this book, I see, you know, that you have, you know, a bio on yourself and your daughter and all that, which is great. And then at the end, when you said meet Jameel, that's awesome. I mean, you know, how it is here. And it really,
great.
You know, talks about him. And how was he like after the book came out? Like, what was his reaction? And like, you know, once he, cause you know, I mean, here's somebody coming up to him at the game saying, hey, I want to write a kid's book on you.
Right.
He's like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
But he sees the finished product.
But like this, like once, you know, you come out with something like this, what was like that whole reaction and interaction and all that like?
Yeah, he was so moved by it. And I was just so excited that he was as excited. And then when we do post things, he reposts it. And I'm really looking forward to this season coming up, because I'll get to see him more. And also, you know, hoping that this book can be in the gift shop at the Capital One Arena.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a great idea.
I know, because I feel like, again, all the merchandise there and stuff, it's like, I didn't see that there was a lot for kids. And because I am a mother of now adult children and taking my kids to the games, I'm like, wait a minute, I want to push literacy. I want to push sports. I want to push, you know, the unsung heroes thing. I want to bring like a positive message, and also the message for kids of like, you don't necessarily have to be the one that made it to the NBA to make it and to make somebody else's life be special.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that is like the biggest message of all of, you know, let's take a moment and like look around and who are the unsung heroes in your life? Maybe it's somebody that you see at the gas station routinely. Maybe it's somebody you see at Wawa getting your morning coffee. And everyone has a story. Mm-hmm. So I just hope that this will be the first in many other books where people can just pause and find the unsung heroes around them.
Speaking of unsung heroes, I think that COVID really showed us who a lot of these unsung heroes are, you know, with the convenience store workers, the truck drivers, the people who we just took for granted, you know, like, oh, that's just what they do. You know, as long as we're, you know, we're rolling. But then we actually saw that, you know, the people who did those kind of jobs.
Yep, how important.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, no, that's just great that you're highlighting. If people do want to pick up this book, how can they do that?
Amazon.com, also sold in Lewis at the Brush Factory at Howden, and also at the Crafty Reader.
Okay, very good. Awesome. And what's the Instagram and the social media people want to follow you?
Yes, it's at Unsung Heroes Books.
Very good. Marnie Barron and Rachel Day, you guys are great.
It's amazing.
Looking for inspiration for your new book. Any ideas of like what kind of unsung hero you want to try to find, or, you know, or is it just wide open?
I think it's wide open. Okay. And as I've shared this story with others, it's really been incredible how many people have shared their stories with us. Mm-hmm. And so in some ways I feel like they're giving more to me than I could ever give to them, because the fact that people have had so much courage to just come up and share just really interesting things. I think the hardest part's going to be finding that one.
Finding the one.
And I am completely open to whoever that person is, but I do feel like my company, Soultree, I feel like my soul will know who that person is.
So no, I think that's there. I do think that's awesome that you got, you know, season tickets to the Wizards, and hopefully, you know, I know you're going to be coming down here. You say a lot more, but hopefully you wise up and become a Commanders fan as well.
Right.
Being up in D.C. I mean, come on. It's only right. Especially now that we're going to be so good. I mean, it's only right.
There you go. Hey, let's bring them back to RFK.
Look.
They're working
on it. Yeah. You know. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. 902, it's a Bill and Jessica show. We'll continue on the way.